This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, and my guest this afternoon has a show tonight at the Parish on 6th Street. Doors open at 8 p.m., and his current tour happens to be a solo acoustic tour, and I'm excited to hear this. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Pete Yorn. Welcome, Pete.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you, and oh, that came out all wrong, didn't it? Curses. You know, Pete, I have been like a bundle of nerves because of all the questions that I have here for you. But I did want to ask about the VIP tickets.
Yes.
There are four VIP tickets available. And I wanted to talk about the, and I quote, dressing room experience.
Yes.
Do tell.
It's kind of what happens in the dressing room stays in the dressing room. So I can't really reveal what happens.
Okay. But
some people have lived to tell the tale. And it's a wonderful experience, I can assure you that.
Okay.
And it's one that I created, actually, ironically, while I was sitting backstage at the Parish a few years ago. I was sitting back there and I was like, you know, I should do something where some people come back and say hi and we could have a little hang before the show.
Right.
And I ended up starting to do it. And I'm going back there tonight to do it for real for the first time. It's funny.
It just sounded great. It sounded funny. It was like this whole thing about being exclusive, but then there was a kind of twinkle in the eye there, so I had to ask you about that. What would you like to start out with? What will your set start out with right now?
Well, they asked me before what I was going to play, and I don't know if I'm locked into that order or whatever, so I'll be a good person and not stray from the formula here. So I told them I was going to play a song called Halifax first, so
all right.
I'm going to play that.
Go for it.
It's called Halifax. Terrorize the ones you love the most. Take a while to get back from your ghost. It's a miracle you have left at home. Got something for nothing. Yeah, you want to be alone. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waving. Reconcile to live here on your own. Yet everyone talking about the cold. Well, it's a miracle. Don't take it for granted. Yeah, you want to be alone. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waving. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. At the bus stop waiting. Oh. Terrified to get out on your own. You were into being here and now you know. Waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. I know you're waiting for me. Seen you at the bus stop waiting. At the bus stop waiting.
Pete Yorn in Studio 1A with Halifax. Plays tonight at the Parish on 6th Street. Pete, thanks so much for doing this.
My pleasure.
Happy to have you here. I'm going to geek out for a little bit again, if you don't mind. And again, I was kind of revisiting the old discography, and even up to most your most recent release, and then going back to your debut with Music for the Morning After, just kind of see like a really awesome arc. And on the last album you did, do you think you really went back to your roots and the way you started out? It's like there's this kind of pop feel, but at the same time, I don't know, and then over the years, like different concepts, and then your music has also been used in a lot of different films, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It's exciting growth.
So what was the question about the last record, like my approach on it?
Yeah, or? I guess that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting to see that evolution. I obsess over things like that. It's like this.
Yeah. For me, like, you know, I'm always kind of reactive to how I do a project.
Yeah.
And then after I do it a certain way, I'm always want to try a different way. So I think early on I made 3 records where I played most of the stuff myself and worked with kind of the same group of people. And then after that, I was like, oh, now I want to try and record with a band and a big studio and, you know, do it different. I did that for a few records. Yeah. And then I did some duet projects and stuff like that. And I think by the time it came back, this is probably, I started around 2014 thinking about what my next record would be, which ended up being Arranging Time. Where Halifax is from. And I was like, I want to hook back up with the kid I worked with in 2001, or 1999 it was actually when we made the record, this kid Walt Vincent. And we started working together again. And it was fun to, you know, reconnect with someone that I'd known a long time ago and kind of get back to a process that I did, like kind of layering and building up stuff in the studio that way, years ago. And, people are like, were you trying to go back and make like another Music for the Morning After or Day I Forgot type record? And I was like, I don't think I'd be able to do, even if I tried, just cause I'm just a different person now. And that's another time and place. But those influences still come through all the time. I still listen to like 80% of the same music I listened to back then, you know. So it hasn't left me those early influences. I think it's a reflection of that and being proud of all that and all that, but also just kind of who I am now. So
I certainly didn't think that you were trying to recreate any particular kind of sound, let alone, you know, your debut. So it's kind of interesting that people would say, oh, are you trying to recreate it? You just said the magic word. It was like a reconnection.
Yeah.
You know, that's not repeat. It's more like reconnecting with the people that you worked with before. And as you say, being a different person now, who knows what kind of magic you're going to get out of that. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't think it was like rehash at all.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that you said that.
No.
I was just saying,
I didn't think so.
Myself, I'd be like, is it like that? Like, I haven't played that over in my mind. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Cool. You know, I'm just happy I still get to get and record music and write songs and all that and play out. So
there you go. At the heart of the matter. Pete Yorn in Studio 1A. I think I've got time for one more.
All right, I'm going to try this experiment here. Today is the great John Lennon's birthday, so I'm going to try and honor him in my own
special way.
sloppy way. All right, here we go. Let's see, I like this song very much. Here we go. I was dreaming. Okay, here we go. Jealous guy. 2, 3, 4. I was dreaming of the past. And my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. Sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside.
I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. Just a jealous guy.
Whistle, Phil.
Just a jealous guy. I was trying to catch your eye. I thought that you was trying to hide. I was swallowing my pain. I was swallowing my pain. Sorry that I made you cry. Oh no, I didn't wanna hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy, watch. I'm just a jealous guy, look out, look out. I'm just a jealous guy.
Pete Yorn in Studio 1A with a lovely tribute to John Lennon. Thanks for doing that, Pete.
My pleasure.
And who was our guest whistler?
That was Phil Tagan of San Luis Capistrano, California, whistling.
Oh, well done, Phil. Well done. Like that. I like the accompaniment. You can see Pete Yorn tonight at the Parish on 6th Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. I strongly recommend it because this is Pete Yorn's You and Me solo acoustic tour. This is worth checking out, and who knows, you might be inspired to get a VIP ticket.
I don't think there are any left.
Curses.
Yeah.
Well, I won't promote it, but the people who are lucky enough to get that, well done you. Pete, thanks so much for playing in Studio 1A today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for tolerating my geeky nerdiness, you know. I wear it on my sleeve, I have it on a billboard, I show it off, but it's genuine, I promise. All right, our guest this afternoon, Pete Yorn in Studio 1A, and you have a date tonight at the Parish. I also wanted to say big thank yous to our KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see all these cool, exclusive performances on our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. And, of course, thanks to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff, everything sounds badass in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.